You're listening to the GM Shuffle, presented by DraftKings and VSiN.
We're back on the GM Shuffle. Marty Herney, I'm Jeff Schwartz. We're working our way through some of the transactions and news and notes and holdouts and hold-ins and what's happened in the National Football League from my perspective as a former player, from Marty's perspective as a former general manager and front office personnel director. One more hold-in is happening in Cincinnati. Trey Hendrickson, very simple. He wants a second year guaranteed, right? A lot of players want that second year guaranteed. Some get 2.5 years guaranteed. Very rarely do they get 3 years guaranteed, but 2 years is standard for most players of his ilk. He is a player who's been very consistent, double-digit sacks, 17 and a half, two straight years. He had one down year in the middle of five good years where he was a little bit hurt, but otherwise, Marty, 13 and a half sacks, 14 and a half sacks, 17 and a half sacks, like a player of mass production who's also 30. The Bengals are sticking to what they have done in the past. What do you make of that situation right now?
Well, it's a good comparison to compare it against the Commanders and the Cowboys, you know, and we mentioned how well the Commanders handled the Terry McLaurin situation. The Bengals are consistent, right? And we talk about precedent, the kind of precedent you set for players in the locker room. Everybody knows what to expect when you're dealing with the Bengals in a contract negotiation. They have a organization where Duke Tobin does a great job as the personnel guy as far as putting the pieces together, making sure they all fit the blueprint, making sure that all the signings, everything they do has a reason. But then Mike Brown, Kate Brown, his daughter, they have had a way of negotiating contracts very similar way ever since they owned the team, I think, probably back to Paul Brown. And they are going to be very tough in negotiations. But you know that. It's not personal. It's about guaranteed money. And I think numbers can always be worked out. If that's the problem in the contract, I think the dollars can all be worked out. Obviously, he's an extremely important fit to a team that really needs so much help on defense, Jeff. I kind of said I think the Bengals are a great over-the-total team all year because I'm not sure the Lions can keep up with it. They're going to score a ton of points, and I think they're going to give up a ton of points.
Yeah, the Bengals to me are no playoff team. I bet them to miss the playoffs, Marty. I mean, think about this, right? If I told you that a team with a bottom five offensive line and a bottom five defense, you'd be like, no playoffs, automatically, no playoffs, right?
Exactly.
Add in the tough division. Now, Joe Burrow is fantastic. I'm a Chiefs fan, of course, but I think we all agree Mahomes is number one. I mean, Burrow's 1B, 1C with Josh Allen. Like, I think that's sort of where he's an incredible football player, but he gets hit way too much. It's not his fault, but his offensive line is not very good, and they continue to have issues up there. And the defense stinks, which, again, leads to your point, high-scoring games. Do you think the Bengals should break precedent for – like what's the break point here? Who wins out? Do the Bengals break precedent here? Or does Trey Hendrickson just come back because he doesn't want to lose out on money every week?
I don't think they break precedent, Jeff. I think that they'll probably try to make another move just to give him something to come in. But they believe in what they believe, right? So you're not going to see a lot of swings with them. They're not going to change and all of a sudden go from, you know, no guaranteed money in the second year from the whole year guaranteed. They're not going to do that. That's just not the way they do business. But you know that. They're consistent, and you know how they operate. So, you know, the Bengals have always been known as a very tough team to negotiate contracts with. But everybody knows that, and I think this will be worked out.
So what is the end result? Like, what's the answer for to make Trey Hendrickson happy? Is it more average per year? Is it owner structure? Like, how do you make him happy?
I think you hit it on the head, Jeff. I think he wants a second-year guarantee. You know, I mean, I think that, listen, players can be cut, and if it's not guaranteed, you know, it's really a one-way contract. So I think he wants more guaranteed money, and I would think that, you know, there will be some movement probably from both sides to reach an agreement. But I do think that Cincinnati will reach an agreement sometime, hopefully this week, hopefully before the opener. But you know, they're gonna stick to their beliefs.
Yeah, they need him back in the worst way. Last on him before we move on to some injuries and trade talk. He's 30 now, and I think that for a while, right, 30 was the age when things started going downhill. But with players just so much better now at preparing their bodies, at eating and fueling, at rehabbing and prehabbing, all those things, practice less double days, less hitting, Marty, do teams have to recalibrate the way they think about older players? I certainly do, right? I mean, 30 was like the cutoff, right? I was like 30 years old, you start going, I know I did not, I'm obviously not as good as anything, but it feels like, you know, a hesitation to pay an older player. You mentioned McLaurin, 30, 31, 32, Anderson, 30. These guys play longer than ever, like the top guys for a long time now. Is there an age concern here for you with Hendrickson?
It's right on the borderline at defensive end. I do think it depends on positions, Jeff. Like offensive linemen, shoot, you guys can play till 36, 37, right? The top guys? I mean, the top tackles, and especially the tackles. I think that, you know, that's a position that you can get more out, probably the most out of older players. And, you know, I think that's one thing the Commanders were looking at on the Terry McLaurin thing is, you know, they picked up Laremy Tunsil in a trade, and he's up after 26, and, you know, they're looking probably at extending him for a good bit of time. So I do think you have to be careful about age. And the one thing you have to be very cautious of is paying a player for what he's done in the past, not what you think he's going to do for you in the present and the future. And I think that in Terry McLaurin's case, the 3-year length was perfect. And, you know, I mean, if you go, you say in the second year of that extension, he's 32. Okay, there's no reason to think that his production's going to fall off a lot. Now you're going to 33, but a 3-year deal was the perfect length for him. So I think you do have to be cognizant of the age of players, especially in certain positions. And it's also, as you say, how well do they take care of themselves?
Yeah, I think players just do a better job of that now. And I think, you know, you guys can feel that from the front office, just players being in better shape. I mean, there's no offseason program anymore. I mean, these guys have to come in shape, but not used to be the case. Jerry Simmons, man, March 15th, you were working out with him, and you didn't have to be in shape. You show up, I mean, in reasonable shape, but you don't have to be in shape. Now guys have to be in shape in April, and there's so much more that goes into the preparation for that. One guy that might be in bad shape is Matt Stafford right now. Marty, I'm a guy who's had a back injury before. I think I still have a back injury. Maybe all former offensive linemen have back injuries. But he is still not practicing. I'm terribly concerned. He went to see a specialist in Robert Watkins, who's like the number one back guy in Los Angeles. I don't like hearing that. It does feel like this is a legit problem. It's a pain management issue, Marty. How concerned are you for Matt Stafford's health this season?
Well, it's a disc. And you know what jumped out to me, Jeff, is he didn't get on the plane and fly with the team the last preseason game in Cleveland, okay? So here's a guy, 37 years old. You're counting on him to be your starter this year, and a lot of people think they have a chance to be a real force in the NFC if he stays healthy, and he can't even get on the plane to go to Cleveland. Obviously, a lot of it is being very cautious, but it really concerns me. I mean, I think it's a disc in the back from what I read, and those things are very difficult to get past, as you know.
Yeah, and the sitting is the worst thing on the airplane for a disc too. So exactly. that makes that comes with the idea that maybe they're trying to get it. But I mean, to my knowledge, he hasn't practiced really much yet, right, Marty? So
no.
They play in
no, he has
in 2 weeks. I mean, 2 weeks from yesterday. How concerned are you for the Rams season if Stafford hasn't done anything yet?
Well, I think he starts in the opener, right? This is a longevity thing to me. I think it's a pretty good bet to say that he's going to miss some time at some point during this season, okay? Whether it's, you know, he gets a hit in the first game, but he's going to get hit. And you get hit on that back, I mean, it's going to be an issue all year. It's something that the trainers have to have daily maintenance on, but I just think it's a real concern for the Rams.
So Jimmy G is their backup. Do you think they make a move here to secure another quarterback? We've seen some quarterback movement with Tanner McKee, who's probably out for Philly for a little bit of time, and there was a trade to bring Sam Howell to Philly. There's other quarterbacks maybe available that are sort of higher, maybe higher upside And then Jimmy G, or the Rams just sit tight with Jimmy G for now.
Well, you know, it's funny. We say, you know, what comes around goes around. Sam Howell was traded to Philadelphia because Minnesota signed Carson Wentz. Obviously, they were both here together in Washington in 23. But I think that Sean McVay is probably comfortable with Jimmy G. Listen, the old saying, if you have two, you don't have any. So if you're getting your second quarterback, if you're getting your backup, it's not ideal. And are the Rams going to win the NFC without Matt Stafford? Probably not, right? So, you know, and I'm sure Sean McVay has plans to try to keep him healthy. You know, maybe be more conservative early. I don't know. But it's certainly something that they have to have Matt Stafford on the field to win the type of games that they want to win this year. And it's nothing against Jimmy G whatsoever. It's just you get to number two, and it's number two.
I agree with you. I've unfortunately had experience playing with backup quarterbacks. It's a much different life, man. And Stafford's just so good. You know, I mean, his ability to just see the entire field, his arm talent still has not wavered at all over his career. He doesn't move as well anymore, but when you see the field and process that quickly, really doesn't bother you. So have you changed at all your NFC West hierarchy? I think Niners are not better than the Rams, but their schedule is pretty simple. I think it still goes Niners, Rams for me. Stafford's out, then maybe Seattle moves up to three. I mean, moves up to two.
See, I think Philadelphia and Washington and Green Bay are the three best teams, okay, in the NFC. The thing that gives me pause on the Commanders and even the Eagles is the schedule. I mean, the NFC East plays the NFC North and the AFC West. That's an extremely difficult schedule. So we'll see. I think Green Bay's got a real chance.
We'll talk more about our division previews as we head into the NFL season next week. A fun first episode, Marty. Very much enjoyed picking it with you, and we'll be here on Mondays and Thursdays moving forward as we hit the football season, get our perspective as a former player, a former general manager. We'll talk all things National Football League. That is it for us today. It for the GM Shuffle, presented by DraftKings Network.
Still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.